Karen Valuchico. We go to the fourth quarter. Episcopal leading 53-34. Bill Flatt, a terrible third quarter. They only scored 2 points. They just could not hit a shot. Let's see if they have a run left in them. Here's Episcopal inbounding at half court. Here's Bierman. He'll fire up a three from the left wing. No good. Rebound, Bill Flatt. Delton Edwards hands it to Lindsey Nelson. Here we go the other way. Nelson launches a three from long range. No good. Rebound, Lewis. Bill Flatt has a lid on their basket. Here's Bierman. He'll walk it into the front court for Episcopal. Going to try to trap him. He gets a pick. Dribbles right. Picked up by Jones now. Left side, Render. Render looks inside, gets to Peterson. Down to Lewis. Turnaround jumper. Tosses it back at long range. Render. Render out at long range. To Bierman. Bierman drives in. Picks it out in the corner to Peterson. Does not take the shot. Here's a shot up. No good by Peterson. Rebound. Javonte Wilson to Bill Flatt. And here's Wilson the other way. Left side to Jones. Into the corner to Edwards. Drives the baseline. Layup over Lewis. No good. Rebound Lewis. In the hands of Hart, he hands it to Peterson. 7:05 to go in the game. Bill Flatt down by 19. Here is Peterson. Dribbles right. Long range. Down low to Lewis. Lewis into the lane. Shot up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Pump fake. Up and in. 55-34. Episcopal. Bill Flatt, his hopes are fading away here. Here's Javonte Wilson. Right wing. Long range. To Nelson. Drives in. Dishes it out of bounds. But it was last touched by Episcopal. Bill Flatt will have it on the baseline. Now the referees talk about it. And they change their mind. They give it to Episcopal. Bill Flatt will press full court. Episcopal leading 55-34. It was a one-point game at halftime. Bill Flatt has scored 2 points in the second half. Here's Hart. Gets it into Bierman. Bierman races across half court. Dribbles left, but steps, backs out. Dribbles right to the top of the key, still dribbling. Backs it out, he'll launch. No, he doesn't. He gets it into Renderer. Renderer lobs it down low, knocked away into the hands of Javonte Wilson. Here comes Cody Jones the other way. Into the corner, Nelson. Nelson drives the baseline. Puts it up, no good. He's fouled. No, they call an offensive foul against Nelson, I think. Yes, they did. It'll be Episcopal basketball. Hart to inbound. Bill Flatt will press full court. They get it in to Peterson. And here comes Peterson across half court. Render, long range left side. Foul. Whistle. I don't know what that was all about. They just threw somebody out of the game. Bill Flatt, a fan. I don't know what that was all about. Actually, the officials are doing an absolutely great job tonight. It's a great job by this officiating crew. And they have kept total control in this ballgame at this point.
Good job.
And it'll be Hart to inbound at half court for Episcopal. Personally, I don't know what was going on up there. I couldn't see it. And they get it in at long range to Bierman. Bierman will cross half court. Gets to Lewis at long range. Lewis looks. Can't find anybody. Top of the key. He's in trouble. Backdoor cut. Render lays it up and in. Good job by Episcopal. 57-34 Episcopal. Here's Javonte Wilson, left wing to Nelson. Nelson fakes, drives, can't shoot. Back to Javonte, top of the key. Back to Nelson, left wing, he'll launch a three. No good. Rebound tipped up in the air. Rebound to Episcopal. Render has it. And he'll cross half court with the basketball. Render dribbling. Now down low to Lewis. Lewis on the post, kicks it out at long range. Hart doesn't take the three. Back to Peterson at the top. Peterson is holding the ball, guarded by Nelson, drives into the lane, stops, loses it. Stolen by Jones. Here comes Nelson. Breakaway layup is good. An intentional foul is called on Renderer. The shot went in, and they call an intentional foul. sure what he did. He may have grabbed the shirt tail of Nelson. But Nelson will go to the line to complete. He'll get two shots. Bucket counted. First one is up and good. He'll get another. 57 to 37 now. Bill Clyde within 20. With 5:09 to go in the game. Nelson's second shot is up, and he got that one. 57-38. Bill Clyde will get the basketball into the basket. It'll be Edwards to inbound under the Bill Clyde basket. And here we go. They hand the ball to Edwards. Gets it to the corner to Jones. Jones to Nelson, launches a three from the right wing. No good. Rebound Lewis. Stolen underneath by Bill Clyde. And Wilson comes out of there with it. Jelante for three. No good. Rebound Render. Bill Platt just can't hit the shot tonight. Here comes Bierman. We're under 5 minutes to go in the game now. Bill Platt down by 19. Here's Render, drives. Now his stutter step gets out, stolen by Wilson, but a foul is called. And Render will go to the line for Episcopal. .44 to go in the game. Bill Platt down 57-38. Bill Platt only 6 points in the second half of this one. Timeout. Episcopal. And let's see if that's a full or a 30. It is a full. We'll take a break. 4:44 to go in the game. It's Episcopal 57. Bill Platt 38. Lotus 92.5 KBPI.
Congratulations to the Bill Platt High Bulldogs and best of luck in your quest for the state championship. That's the message from a proud Bill Platt High graduate, Clyde Fontenot, attorney at law. Clyde is proud to help sponsor the broadcast of these games. Clyde has been an attorney in Bill Platt for over 36 years. He welcomes and appreciates your business. Congratulations for a great season from Clyde Fontenot, attorney at law, his family and office staff located at 504 West Main in Bill Platt. Call 363-5535.
Good luck, Bill Platt High Bulldogs, on the road to the top 28 state tournament. That's the message from Jennifer Vidrine. Jennifer Vidrine is proud to sponsor Ville Platte High and Evangeline Parish Sports. Go Ville Platte High Bulldogs. Bring home the state championship trophy. We're with you all the way to the top 28. That's the message from Jennifer Vidrine, proud to sponsor Ville Platte High Sports.
All right, Render's free throw is no good. And he'll get a second shot. Episcopal in double bonus with 4:44 to go in the game. They lead 57-38. Render's second free throw is up and good. 58-38, Episcopal. Here comes Cody Jones with the basketball at half court for Phil Plant. Right wing back to Jones, top of the key. Launches a long three, it's no good. They just can't hit it. Rebound, Peterson. And here's pass to Hart, crosses half court. Hart dribbles right to the top of the key, stops, backs it out, dribbles left now. Gets it to Bierman. Bierman on the right wing, drives to the free throw line, backs it out. They're spreading the court now, trying to get Lewis loose down low. Bierman drives, kicks it back out to Peterson at long range. Going to play keep away here. Here's Peterson near half court, right side to Hart. And he's fouled by Cody Jones. They owe four corners with 4:04 to go in the game. The Episcopal, the top-ranked team in 2A. Cody Jones has fouled out of the ballgame. What a game he has played. Left it all out on the court. And Tyler Thomas will check in for Phil Platt. And I'm not sure, but I think he has four personals as well. Shot up by Hart's good. 59-38 Episcopal with 4:04 remaining. Second shot up and no good. good. Rebound, Tyler Thomas, hands it to Lindsey Nelson. Here comes Joe Plank. He'll be picked up by Hart at the top of the key. Right side, Juwante launches a three. That's off the mark. Rebound, Lewis. Loses it on the floor, but into the hands of Render. Render hands it to Bierman. What a player this Bierman is as well for his. He's a good one. Dribbling across half court between his legs, working on Nelson. Still dribbling, just long between his legs. Round he goes, dribbles left, reverse dribble, backs it out. Now he dribbles into the paint, kicks it out right side. Lewis. Lewis hands it right back to Bierman. Bierman gets the top to Keita Renderer. Four-corner offense by Episcopal. Renderer tries, cut off, looking for somebody to get it to, and he calls a timeout. Good defense by Bill Plott. 30-second timeout. With 3:20 remaining in the ball game, Tim Fontenot, this Bill Platt bunch
play with a lot of class.
They, you know, it looks like they're going to lose this game, but they have left it all on the court. They just couldn't get a shot to go down the second half.
You know what I think? They played so hard that first half, keeping up with this good team. Their legs were a little tired, and they couldn't get the arc on the shots when they shot off. Playing a class team, and I tell you what, our fans and our team is in a lot of class. You know, you don't have to come from a big city or have a lot of money to have a lot of class. And a championship ring and a number one don't necessarily mean you have a lot of class. This team playing well, but we got a lot of class, too.
Absolutely, Tim. I agree with you 100%. They're playing with heart, and they're just leaving it all out on the court. They're not going to quit.
They're not going to quit. Well-called game. I think the officials have been very fair and balanced with their call. For the most part, our fans have been real good. I don't have any problem with that, and I'm proud of Ville Platte.
Thanks, Tim. And here's Bierman with the basketball, working on Juwante Wilson. Drives in, he's fouled on the way up. Bierman, can't say enough about this Bierman kid for Episcopal. He makes them go. Without him, they'd be a different team. Bierman makes them go.
He's the straw that stirs the drink, like Reggie Jackson used to be for the Yankees. And number 55 is the engine. He might be the key. Bierman's the guy that starts the car, but Lewis, big 55, is the engine for this team.
Yep, and shot is good by Bierman. Boy, what a night he's had.
You know, I'm kind of impressed with his coach, too. He's going to take his win and go home. He's not trying to embarrass us either.
No, he's not. There's a shot up and missed that one. Bierman missed one. Into the hands of Felton Edwards.
3:06 left in the game.
Here's Marcus Wilson dribbling left into the corner. Here's Edwards for three. No good. They just can't get one to go down. Lewis with the rebound in the corner. Bill Platt trails 60-38. Here's Bierman with the basketball in the backcourt. Bierman dribbles into the corner, stops beyond the arc, still working, still dribbling, keeps his dribble, gets it out to Renderer at half court. Four-corner offense by Episcopal. Renderer dribbles left into the paint. He'll lay it up with the left hand. It rolls in. 62-38, Episcopal. And Bierman steals it, lays it in again. 64-38.
225 in the game.
And he nearly had another steal. Episcopal celebrating. A few fans have made the trip. They're celebrating as well they should.
They should. I tell you what, I don't see anybody left for this Ville Platte High fan team either.
Nelson launches a three, long rebound, Lewis. Long pass. Here comes Hart. Hart will lay it over Nelson in. And Episcopal has run away with this one. It's now 66-38. Here comes Nelson the other way for Bill Platt. Hart will pick him up. He dribbles left into the lane. Nelson lays it up. No good, but he is fouled. Blocking fouls will be called against Renderer of Episcopal.
And the first fans for Bill Platt are kind of trickling out. But they've been faithful, and they support this team like we knew they would with 2:08 left in the game.
That's right, Tim. And congrats to the fans of Bill Platt. This was a monster game at halftime. Bill Platt just went cold in the second half. Like you said, Tim, they wore themselves out in the first half trying to stay up with this team. And Episcopal deserves their top seed. They're going to be a hard team to beat. Nelson misses the first free throw. He'll go back for another.
And boy, what a career Lindsey Nelson, old Link, has had.
Well, you know, his career, he hit that shot here to send him to their first top 28, and his career end right here. It's fitting.
Yeah, you're right.
Missed the shot, Lewis with the rebound, and they'll come the other way. I mean, Nelson hit that shot. I call it the shot heard around Evangeline Parrish, and here comes a breakaway stolen by Tyler Thomas. Gets it to Juwante Wilson back the other way. But Wilson, top of the key, he'll stop, launch a three. It's no good. Rebound to Marcus Wilson, loses it into the hands of Bierman. Stolen by Bill Platt, Juwante Wilson in the corner. He'll launch a three. No good. Rebound to Lewis. Stolen by Bill Platt. Two ball on the baseline. Thomas with the rebound.
Good shot.
They're not quitting, but too little, too late. It's 66.
Neither team is. The team's playing like the game's still on the line, hustling hard. Hustling hard, both squads.
66-40. Here comes Peterson driving in the lane. Lob pass down low. Lewis. Lewis lays it up. Blocked by Thomas, but they call the foul. You know, you don't see any pushing and shoving, Tim. You don't see any trash talking. I will give you Episcopal that. Not a trash talking word on that.
And both say, it's easy to do when both sides act that way.
Now the fans are starting to empty out.
Now, you know, I'll be surprised if any of our fans tell their coach anything. They'll probably tell him, good game, good luck to y'all.
Well, I would, too. I mean, he has been a class act during the ball game. I'll give him that.
Well, maybe, I tell you what, I think maybe he's seen a different side of our fans and our team playing.
Yeah. Shot up and in by Lewis. J.L. Lewis buries the shot. 67-40. Make it 68-40 Episcopal. With 1:14 to go in the game as the fans begin to empty. Here's Nelson. We'll launch a long three. It's no good. Out of bounds to Episcopal.
106.
With 106, as Tim said, to go in the ball game. And Nelson.
And he took it out.
Nelson gets taken out in front of this big crowd. And what a career for Lindsey Nelson has had. Not only on the basketball court, but on the football field as well.
He's a good kid, too. Yes, sir, no, sir, kid.
Yes, he is. Anyway, here comes Bierman. Bierman's stroking it across half court. He'll stop at half court. Reverse dribble. Just dribbling around. I don't think Bill Platt's going to be fouled at this point. As Bierman is dribbling near half court. Dribbles right, stops, backs it out. Now he's still penetrating, backs it out, gets it across the way to Hart. Hart dribbles right, dribbles into the lane, loses it, gets it back, turn around, he'll throw it up, and he's fouled. No, 3-second violation against Episcopal with
37 seconds.
And it's 68-40 and timeout.
And he's emptying his bench.
Yes, he is. Number one ranked Episcopal will move on. As they clean the bench. Bill Platt pretty much has done so as well. Marcus Wilson still in there along with Felton Edwards and Juwante Wilson. Also in the game for Bill Platt is number 21, Jordan Simeon. There's a long three by Wilson, no good. Rebound, Wilson puts it up. Marcus, that is, no good. Rebound, Episcopal. Here they come the other way. And he'll stop at the free throw line, dribble it outside, lose it out of bounds. They say Bill Platt knocked it out of bounds. It'll be Episcopal basketball. With only 21 seconds.
Randall, I want to say what a great job you and KVPI have done bringing sports to our area. We're going to get to hear the Elizabeth High School girls Thursday night. Thank you, KVPI, for all y'all do for area sports, and thank you especially.
You're welcome. There's a wide open layup by Fiscal on the other end, and he gets on the scoreboard. It's William Patrick. Here's Juwante Wilson at long range in only 7 seconds. Here's Felton Edwards. He'll launch a long three. It's in. Four. The ball game. 70-43 is your final score.
Thank you.
Jim, thanks. Good trip home. Thanks for everything you do.
Thank you for all you do, too. Appreciate you.
All right, we'll take a break and be back with the wrap-up after this on Oldies 92.5 KVPI.
Best of luck to the Vilpine High School Bulldogs in the state playoffs. Go all the way, boys, to the state championship. This message from Advanced Communications, your authorized AT&T wireless dealer. Advanced Communications is jam-packed full of cell phone accessories. Buy any cell phone accessory in stock. Get the second accessory at one-half off for limited time only. To pay your bills and upgrades, be sure to come in and visit with the friendly hometown folks that appreciate your business. And go Bulldogs from everyone at Advanced Communications in the Ville Platte Super Walmart Shopping Center. Call 363-1702.
Go Ville Platte High Bulldogs. Let's go all the way to the top 28. That's the words from City Marshal Ronald T. Doucette and his staff. Proud to sponsor the Ville Platte High Bulldogs and this broadcast for folks that couldn't make it to the game. Go Bulldogs. We're with you all the way. We're proud of you. And good luck in tonight's game. That's the message from City Marshal Ronald T. Doucette, Ville Platte City Marshal, and his staff. Proud to sponsor this Ville Platte High game on KVPI Oldies 92.5.
HealthWorks Rehab is proud to help sponsor the broadcast of these games. Come in and visit with physical therapists Andy Poche and David Vidrain, offering physical therapy, orthopedic rehab, industrial rehab and ergonomics, sports performance training, and diabetic foot and wound care. HealthWorks Rehab also specializes in manual therapy techniques and functional exercise training. Call 363-2600. HealthWorks Rehab at 1477 West LaSalle in Ville Platte, helping everybody work.
Good luck, Ville Platte High Bulldogs, in the state playoffs. You've had a great season. We're proud of you. This message is from the congregation of True Vine Baptist Church, Alan Freeman, pastor. Go, Ville Platte High Bulldog. We're with you all the way and pulling for you all the way to the top 28. This message from the congregation of True Vine Baptist Church, Alan Freeman, pastor.
Good luck to the Ville Platte High School Bulldogs in the state playoffs. This message from the Evangeline Bank and Trust Company. The Evangeline Bank now offering a bill payment service. You can pay all of your bills online. For more information, go online at www.therealbank.com and register. You can pay your bills, review your checks that have cleared the bank, and access all of your bank accounts such as checking, savings, and loan accounts at the Evangeline Bank and Trust Company, your community bank for the past 101 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good luck, Ville Platte High Bulldogs, in the state playoff. You've had a great season. That's the message from Albert Boo Boo Frank. On Election Day, April 4th, vote Albert Boo Boo Frank, number 23, your police juror in District 8. Boo Boo has become aware of the concerns and desires of the people of District 8. When elected, he will be totally committed to seeking out new development in District 8. Let's get our district on the move. Again, good luck, Ville Platte High Bulldogs, from Albert Boo Boo Frank, number 23, for your police juror in District 8. Paid for by Albert Boo Boo Frank.
All right, welcome back to Bayou Chico. And Ville Platte goes down 70-43 to the top-ranked team in 2A. It was 33-32 at halftime. Ville Platte just went stone cold in the second half. They only scored a couple of points in the third quarter. They just couldn't find the basket, had a lid on it, and Tim Fontenot hit it right on the head when he said that Ville Platte expended so much energy in the first half staying with this great team that they just didn't have any legs left in the second half. And congratulations to Episcopal. They deserve their number one ranking. And to Bierman, the guard, what a great game he played. He would have been the MVP of this ball game for Episcopal. Congratulations to him, and good luck to those guys as they head on to the top 28. Episcopal moves on. Ville Platte season done. Great career by Relindsey Nelson. It ends here where it began, you might say, with that historic three-pointer to send Ville Platte to its first top 28 three or four years ago, and he ends it right here, so appropriate for him. But that's it for Ville Platte. They did a great job this year just getting here where they are. So congrats to Coach Lionel Anderson and the troops and the fans of Ville Platte High School. Well, that's going to do it. Hey, tune in to KVPI on Thursday afternoon at 5 o'clock as we bring you more Top 28 action from Monroe as Elizabeth takes on Celine. Should be a good one. Celine, 41-1 on the year, so looking forward to seeing that. And then the LSUE Lady Bengals will be in action in their district tournament, which if they can win two games there, they'll be on their way to the national tournament in East Peoria, Illinois. Game time Friday, as of right now, 8 o'clock. Friday night, they'll play Johnson County Community College out of Kansas, the team that knocked them out of the national tournament last year, and we're looking forward to that. I'll be up there to call that one for you from Harrison, Arkansas, which is right on the Arkansas-Missouri border on Friday night. So that's going to be a fun time there. Let's wish good luck to the Lady Bengals of LSUE. Well, that's it here from Bayou Chico. Once again, the final score, Episcopal 70, Ville Platte 43. For Danny Poulard back at the station, I'm Randy Guillory. Good night.
You've been listening to high school boys basketball playoff action. Ville Platte High hosting Episcopal. Our game tonight has been brought to you by Lemoyne and Associates, Fontenot Physical Therapy, Ville Platte Medical Center, LNV Superette, Clyde Fontenot Attorney at Law, Jennifer Vidrine, Advanced Communications, City Marshal Ronald T. Doucette, HealthWorks Rehab, Alan Freeman, Evangeline Bank and Trust Company, Albert L. Frank, candidate for police juror, CenturyTel, and Hilda Edwards and Lula Richardson. This has been a KVPI sports presentation.